All right, we're live.
We're live. Does Piggott know you got a former Vista machine?
Probably not, but I'm sure he'll make fun of me for that also. Oi, mate. Why have a
Vista?
Vista.
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 Vista. When you go to the theater, you guys should do like a routine where you overdo your accent. Yeah, you guys overdo your accent. I'm going to the theater.
I'm going down to the theater. Hi, I'm the great one from Texas.
I'm going to watch a play by Adam Piggott. He's called Vista.
Vista.
The epic saga of the Microsoft operating systems.
Right.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas Cappy.
Is wonderful. Welcome. Yes, thank you for hosting us. You have no word.
Cappy Christmas.
It's a Cappy Christmas, yeah. We're all alone in our family.
Right? That is beautiful. Oh, God, my family's in Texas. Thank God.
You know, it's sad. I should give a shout out to her. You remember Jarvis, right? I think a lot of people remember Jarvis, the dog. I was dog sitting in Rapid City, and he farted one time on a video, and that was not a gimmick. That was not a freaking gimmick.
I missed this one.
Jarvis, the farting dog. He made a couple guest appearances on Asshole Consulting, and so his hostess, she was house-sitting at a place that didn't allow dogs, so we were coming in, so basically we were perfectly. We got free lodging. She didn't have to worry paying a dog sitter. Oh, dude, that dog was freaking awesome. And I was talking to the GF on the way out here, like, think we should get a dog? I don't know. I mean, you know, one of these little dogs, but they can't hike worth a damn and all that.
Right, right.
Anyway, so his master, she also, I said, because we visited her on the way out here. We stopped in Rapid City, and I said, oh, what do you got plans for Christmas? She's like, nothing. And I'm like, yeah. And then you feel bad.
Right.
You're like, what? Do you want to hop in the truck and come on down to Albuquerque with us? And she's like, no, every Christmas I stay home and clean. I'm like, oh, this isn't even better. This is just getting worse.
That sounds great. That's what I do on Christmas too. What? I stay home and do shit. It's fantastic.
Well, I think there is that. There's those group of people, either because what they're deployed or they're at school or they're poor or their parents are just or the parents are dead. I mean, those orphaned people during Christmas that then I think they're used to it by now.
Right.
But I still kind of felt bad. I'm kind of like, oh, because we did our Christmases beforehand. But my dad, who lives clear across on the other side of Wisconsin. I'm like, we're not doing Christmas there. We're not driving the 5 hours. If I'm going 5 hours towards somewhere, it's going to be towards Vegas, all right? So, and it's at that stage where nobody really gets anybody any gifts. And it's right. Like, yeah, here we are. Hey, man.
Yeah, I see you. It's you again.
Yeah, hey. We'll see you again. Hey, we're thankful for this. We're thankful for that. All right. You going to go to church? No. And then we did the Christmas on my mom's side early. And that was kind of the same thing. Here's your basket. Oh, look, a re-gifted gift that's been re-gifted 8 times before. It's like, yeah, we're out of here.
For God.
Oh, this is good coffee, though. This is really good coffee.
All right.
Oh. So what is Piggott? He's going down to Germany or somewhere, Italy, to visit some family?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Oh, no, I was speaking like, you know, orphaned people.
Oh, he is.
I presume his parents are in Australia.
As far as I know.
Yeah.
I don't think that's changed any.
Yeah. So then I figured he'd be going down to Australia, which is a flight. So I was like, oh, is he going to be by himself? That's why I was going to invite him over. No, that fucker stood us up.
Yeah, the bastard.
He's like, no, mate, I'm going down visiting my family because I'm an international man of popularity. And
yeah, well.
I have people in every country. It's all right, fuck you, man. Fuck you, Adam. Fuck you. Hope you have a shitty Christmas.
Fuck you, Piggott. Hope you get coal in your stocking.
Oh, anyway, so this is the great one Christmas, huh?
This is it.
Chilling out.
Not in my pajamas.
Not have to get out of your pajamas.
It's great.
That's nice.
It's really good.
So,
although usually Christmas morning, I'll go out and take a little walk around just because this is the most deserted Fort Collins ever gets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Christmas morning, no one's out. It's just zombie apocalypse or something.
It's nice. I bet you if it snows, it can. There's a lake, if you ever come visit in Minneapolis, although those times are dwindling, we're like, hey, can I come visit? That's what's going to happen. I'll move finally. Hey, I'm coming to Minneapolis. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Too late. Go walk around the lakes yourself. There's these really nice chain of lakes. That's why it's the City of Lakes. Mm-hmm. One of them's called Lake of the Isles. And back when I can do cold and snow, especially during Thanksgiving or Christmas or whatever, if you're lucky to be like, you know, 25 and humid, snowing, you know, that perfect night, not too cold, but still snowing, you get that mm-hmm. Christmassy effect. And you could go run around virgin snow around these lakes and just enjoy a very peaceful, because everyone was in or everybody was doing the Christmas thing or having their dinner.
Right.
And it was nice. It was really nice. But that's rare. You got to wait for, you got to wait for them to evacuate during Christmas Day. And
yeah.
What's the population shrink to down here?
Not really sure.
But how many students are on the campus?
It's a great question. I don't have an answer for that one either. Too many?
Yeah.
Standard answer. But yeah, I mean, you definitely know the difference. Like when they, it's enough that when they leave, you know they're gone.
I found a parking space.
Oh yeah, parking space.
Rockstar parking.
I mean, have you seen all the park? Yeah, like all this parking that does not normally exist. No.
Do I have to worry? Are the cops going to go ticket me in 2 hours on Christmas Day?
I've been wondering, thinking about that.
God almighty, what time is it?
It is Fort Collins. I would not put it past them. It's 9 o'clock.
Okay, we got an hour left. I don't want to do too long of a podcast here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the timer starts at 10.
8, I thought it started.
Oh, did it say 8?
Say 8, see, yeah, 2 hour deal. No, I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't either. Yeah.
It's, dude, they love parking
Merry
tickets
Christmas,
in this town.
Asshole.
Yeah. If you ever come to Fort Collins, you see those signs, they will definitely ticket your ass.
I'll go move the truck.
They got way too much free time.
So your pile.
Which pile?
The pile of articles that you have.
Oh, yeah.
How old is, like, the oldest one in there?
Oh, God.
This is like going, like, not archaeology.
It is.
Geology. No. What's this? Paleontology.
Paleontology.
Where you go through the layers of dirt, and that's how old. I mean, what's at the bottom of it?
If I get out the oldest pile,
mm-hmm.
I guarantee there's shit in there from... I'd be willing to say 15 years ago.
Remember what we did the last time where we looked these people up? That would be an outstanding bit of, I don't know, research. It's a gold mine. That what you got there is a gold mine. And I know whatever reasons you printed off those articles, it was probably still valid today or may have some predictive value. Like, oh my God, look what they were complaining about back then.
Mm-hmm.
You got to look up these people's names. You got to find out where they are 15.
Yeah.
And if we did an empirical study, I bet you we could find out like 95%. Sure. And they're in their 40s now.
Yeah.
Or their late 30s.
Yeah. No, that was brilliant, that episode we did, I thought. You're exactly right. It's like getting this stuff. Because I bitch about this all the time. People say shit, whatever, and then it gets forgotten. Nobody ever says, okay, instead of whining about what Donald Trump did yesterday, I'm going to go look at what people were saying 15 years ago and mm-hmm. see how many of these assholes were right and how many were wrong and where they are today and all this other shit. No one ever fucking does that.
Well, and it's kind of sad because you will see just how far, like it's Overton's window or the frog in the pan.
Right.
People say, Aaron, is it worse than it was 10 years ago? Marginally so. Well, I found an article on my old blog, my current blog, an old article in my blog on a Haley Koch or Haley Koch, who now goes by a different name. And what the huge thing, she made international headlines by, what did she, it was some by today's standards that's truly innocuous, truly innocent, or not innocent, but petty. Mm-hmm. I think she protested someone, like a speaker on campus, and they had to remove her from the auditorium, but she didn't lead in a group. So she was just protesting, that's it. Turns out she went to Sidwell and Friends, which is where all the presidential kids go, comes from a rich billionaire family, went out to the Ukubuku tribe and dressed in the loincloth and surprisingly didn't come back with an STD from Africa. And you know what she's doing now?
She works for a nonprofit.
No.
No, oh.
She's actually contributing to GDP. Whoa. She's actually providing a real good in service. One of the rare ones.
She's selling used underwear.
You are in the right realm because that's about the only value this person has because she's female. You're close.
She's a porn star.
She's a stripper. Or maybe she is a porn star. Wait, maybe. Whatever, she shows her goodies to men for money.
For money.
Right. Well. Strong, independent women don't need no man. Degree in, I think it was creative writing.
Probably.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Of which there are numerous examples of that. So that's, but what I found interesting is that's almost 10 years, no, it's 13 years ago. It's 2005, I think. Mm-hmm. And what she did was nothing by today's standards.
Right.
She just, I think she protested, and now she's a spoiled little brat from wherever. Now, that wouldn't even make the news. That's a blip. Antifa will go and shut down a highway or something like that, or threaten somebody's life, or dox someone, you know. So, not only in your pile of goods there, could you do that longitudinal study of where, you could do a segment, where are they now?
Where are they now?
Where are they now? Mm-hmm. You got the pile?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's up there.
I'll go get more coffee. You go get a pile. We'll just sample one.
All right. All right. I'll go get a pile.
I'm going to get coffee. The listeners can wait.
Yeah, you guys wait. Hey, Piggott, if you're listening, just
fuck
wait.
Fuck you, Piggott.
Adam doesn't listen to the podcast.
Fuck you and your $8,000.
Yeah, he's got an $8,000 computer.
Can't come out and visit us.
Hey.
How are you?
Oh. Oh my God.
The Great One is losing it. If you haven't been to the Great One's house, it's very minimalistic. It's very nice. He has his weight sets here. No TV. Futon. One bedroom. It's nice. There's coffee over there, babe.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Thanks.
That was the GF. The rarely heard GF. We're going to have to move the truck.
Yes, correct.
All right. Just one. We only need... Oh, my God. Look at this.
Grabbing this.
You got one of those in-out boxes from the 60s where people...
Hang that on your...
Oh, if I hang that on the truck, they'll leave me alone?
Yeah.
All right, I'll go do that once we finish up here. We could just pause and I'll go do that. That's one of those old classic in-out boxes you'd see on someone's desk in the 60s. Oh, they're actual articles. You print it, you cut them out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So the oldest pile, which I didn't grab, unless you really want to go down
that road. No, I just kind of curious.
The oldest pile is in a laundry basket in my closet. And it is exclusively global warming.
Exclusively
global warming. Because that was my pet project for a very long time.
Oh, my God.
So I've got stuff from like 15 years ago about how the ice caps are going to be completely melted by the year 2005 and everything.
Oh, my God.
And I'm just sitting on that. And when I whip it all out.
You got it. Well, you should at least scan it in or have a digital copy in case your place catches fire or something.
That's
because
true.
That would be an outstanding... academic study. I just grab one. Yeah, any one, I guess. I'll look them up here.
2016. Here we got 2015.
It's good coffee, by the way.
It's Cappy-approved coffee.
You could be on the podcast if you want, babe. No one's going to see that.
2014.
That's fine. All right.
Oh, here we are.
What am I doing? I'm doing a Google. Now I'm going to use Google to find... As a sociology major, no, did they start saying that 10, 15 years ago? So as a Hispanic female sociology major. They always open up with as a. Because it constantly clouds their vision, like it taints their thought. You can't just say, well, empirically, X, Y, and Z. As a transgendered poetry studies major.
You can't just be a person.
No.
You gotta have all these
disclaimers. Because I have no brain, here are my adjectives up front.
Oh, wait, we did this one.
Did we?
Yeah.
Why'd you save it, then?
Nail polish starts rape dialogue.
Yeah, we did that one. Yeah, no, Greg, go something older than that. How old was that one? 7, 8 years?
That's 14, 2014.
2014, let's go back even further.
I'm looking.
My gosh, actual articles.
Yeah, man.
Remind me of my mom.
Shit. Yeah.
2013. Let's grab it.
We can end sexual assault. Oh, we need better gun enforcement.
Is this the same person, though?
No. Oh, affluenza. You've heard of affluenza, right?
I did. That's the excuse that kid got away with killing the person because his parents didn't know any better.
Mm-hmm. So,
anyone will do. Are you looking for a particular one? Or
don't what? Let the KKK come back. Okay. We can do anything. 2013. You pick some. I don't know.
Here, oh, what's that
climate guy? Change.
Look at that kid. Look at this kid. Look at this fucking putz. This pro. Oh, God. Aaron Kolb. Wait, didn't we do Aaron Kolb before? That name sounds awfully similar.
Super Bowl is the largest sex trafficking event.
Well, let's do Aaron Kolb.
That's all right. What are we doing to Aaron?
Let me look him up.
Him and his climate change.
Hey, oh, thanks, babe. Do you need the key?
Oh, what is this?
Aaron Kolb.
Oh, here we've got America's skepticism of socialism. Yeah.
That's not that guy. Look at that. That guy's
definitely
that
not.
That guy's a good-looking guy. Doctorate in economics. No, that's not it. Google Scholar said, no, I think we're going to get nothing but the Aaron Kolb, who's the professor.
the Aaron Kolb who's actually done something?
Yeah, no, he's a professor, though.
Oh, well, never
mind. But he's hit the gym.
He has gone to the gym.
Positive. This guy might be it.
Post-grad unemployment.
A Minnesota without poverty. Young working adult work group leader. Youth minister.
What?
BA religion and marketing. Oh, I went to Augsburg. Okay, that's not that Aaron. This is all CU, right?
CSU.
CSU. All right. Let's type in Aaron Kolb, Colorado.
Yeah.
Aaron Michael Kolb. Boy, no, that's not him. Boy, there's a lot of Aaron Kolbs out there. There's a Pastor Kolb. Aaron Kolb of Colorado State University. Expertise in environmental engineering.
That probably sounds right since he's writing
Research
about
Gate.
Climate change.
About. We got nothing here. Environmental engineering. It's just amazing how they repeat what the professors tell them. This guy may not. Oh, here, LinkedIn, Yellowstone River Conservation, of course, nonprofit.
Of course.
Let me get him here.
Of course.
All right. The hell is my login for?
God, I hate LinkedIn. I'm so tired of having to log into shit. I'm on the verge. Deleting all
but
of this.
When's the last time you needed to go to LinkedIn? The only reason I go to LinkedIn is not to look for a job. Oh, here he is. Look at him. Yeah, he's a pansy. Look at him. Yep, that's the guy.
Well, I go to LinkedIn to do what you're doing right now.
Yep, research professional.
Oh.
Professional.
Professional.
Not a
at
layman.
Researching.
He's a research professional at Yellow River Conservation District Council.
At typing things into Google.
This guy's dick hasn't even graced past the private sector. His private sector never even went by the private sector. 2017 to present. He's got a bunch of different jobs. Yeah, look, you got to have three jobs. And two of them are research professional. It's compromised of 11 member districts along the main stem of the Yellowstone River. Our purpose is to provide local leadership assistance and guidance for the wise use and conservation of the Yellow River. What's it like writing the resume? Like, what have I done?
I provided leadership counsel.
At the core, these people know they are nothing. I mean, they are nothing. And now we got to come up with a script to put on my resume. And you'd always embellish your resume a little bit, you know, use but like I graduated with a degree in finance.
Right.
I have done financial analytical work in these industries. I am aware of these valuation techniques and have experience. Like these are tangible things I can point to. Like here's a model I brought. Here's this, here's that. This guy, I raised awareness for farting buffalo calculations to provide leadership and insight. And you got to think, how stupid are the locals along the Yellowstone River that they need these morons
to come in and...
Yeah, like what are their IQs? The equivalent of plants? Like, you need this moron to come in with no real-world experience. I assist Why are CDC an organizing implementation? Exactly, organizing implementation.
I love. What the fuck is that? Organizing.
And he doesn't even do. Does he implement? No. Does he organize the implementation? No. He assists in the organization of the implementation. I mean, that's like, are you the shit? No. Are you the bacteria eating away the shit? No.
No.
I'm the scum on top of the bacteria eating away the shit.
Oh my God.
Of the Yellowstone recommended practices and position statements. Oh my God. It's not like I assist in implementation of their policies. No, no, it's the practices and position statements. You're not qualified enough to do the whole damn thing. You're only going to do the practices and position statements.
Oh, my God.
Oh. I'm just picturing them standing around with their dicks out jerking each other off. That's all I see. Living on the bank project coordinator, I don't know what that means. Yellowstone River representative, Missouri River recovery implementation. You know, I have driven along that Missouri Yellowstone River.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful, but comes out of the mountains, Yellowstone National Park. There's no recovery. The water is flowing just fine. They don't need these people's helps or the recovery assistant veracity implementer.
Are you sure? I mean, would that water flow without...
Without Aaron Kolb?
Yeah.
I provide advice and guidance. Oh, here's
oh, God.
Guess who he's going to provide advice and guidance to, okay?
Ugh.
So let's say, remember when you said you were deployed somewhere south?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Now, this is the equivalent to this, okay? So you're out there in the thick of it in the jungle, all right?
All right.
Now, here comes this perfectly clean with deodorant and polished liberal arts fuck.
Right.
Airlifted in. Not a speck of dirt on him. And you guys have been in the bush for a while. And this person's going to give you assistance and advice on how to go kill the enemy,
yeah,
right? So
good.
Now here's
here's
who Mr. Perfect Fingernails is going to go, and here's Mr. Manicure Guy.
Yeah.
I wonder if he can find a good manicurist in Billings.
Yeah.
I provide assistance and guidance to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers.
Oh, God.
And the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service with respect to recovery efforts for endangered species on the Missouri rivers and its tributaries. I represent the interests of Yellowstone River Basin. All these self-proclaimed areas. Bachelor of Science, Environmental Engineering, 3.92 GPA, which is like, you know, a C average because it's a liberal arts.
Right.
He hasn't interviewed and engineered anything.
God.
Yeah, this is why that's
gold. Go give advice to the Corps of Engineer.
Yeah, all right, let's do another one.
Yeah, no, I want to know about this chick. I can't say that.
Not to make this our shtick, but I just want to, I bet you we're going to bat 1,000. Like, we could pull two more out of this, and we're going to bat 1,000.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're not going to be like Mark Leminis, you know him?
No.
The Prophet, he had a show called The Prophet.
Mm.
He's a hedge fund guy. He majored in political science. I think it's the only guy I know who then turned it around and says, this is bullshit, I'm going to go do something real. And he became not a hedge fund manager, but a angel investor. He turns around bad companies, makes them good. Guest column.
All the way bottom right.
Tara. Liebsensperger. Emphasis on the Sperg. Okay,
yeah.
Let's spell that.
No, I wondered about her because she majored in horses.
Oh, my God.
And she's writing about how it's sexually harassment to be chivalrous towards women.
What year was this?
So I definitely want to know where she's at. 2013.
I want to see her dating profile. I still want to go like back into the 90s and the 2000s and the odds. All right, how do I spell Tara?
Where is it?
L-E-I.
B-E-N. S-P-E-R-G-E-R.
Tara Liebsensperger. Equine Reproduction Lab Night Crew. She's working
the night shift. Oh, she's working a night shift at the horse lab.
Hang on. Do we have it?
All right.
Hang on. Let me see if I can find it.
There it is.
No, I found her, but...
Oh, my God. Night shift at the horse lab.
Hey, God.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. Hang on. This is for you, Tara, if you're listening.
Ha 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 ha!
I better turn that off, because then we'll get a strike against us.
I don't give a shit.
Most kids are too young to understand what
that's. I was going to say, yeah, most kids are not going to
even Night get Shift, that. Good movie?
Yeah. Okay. I haven't heard that song in ages.
It's a good song.
It is a good song. It's a damn good song. Now it's going to be stuck. I'm going to have to, yeah.
Gotta be a sweet night.
That is a very good song.
Yeah. But no, it's got Henry Winkler. A young Henry Winkler and that's Michael Keaton.
Right.
Michael Keaton.
It is.
And do you remember what the plot was?
No.
I think they run the morgue. So it's like this. Yeah. There's nothing happening at night. They're on the night shift.
That's right.
And then they end up running a prostitution ring.
Yep.
But they're really nice, sweet guys. And they're like, oh man, all these poor prostitutes and their pimps are beating them up and da da da. So they form a union and they say, all right, ladies, you get to keep like 65% or 70% and you get health benefits. And they end up getting a monopoly because all the women are like, holy cow, this is a great deal. He's like, no, yeah. You girls are very nice ladies. And so all the prostitutes come and work. And then the pimps go after them and that's where the plot thickens. But yeah, it's a... Okay, Tara Liebsensperger. LinkedIn. I kind of want to see her dating profile.
My classes?
Night crew at Colorado State University. She once again has not left
the university. No, she hasn't left the university.
Equine reproduction lab night crew. So she's playing with horse sperm
right.
late at night.
At night.
At night. On the night shift.
On the night shift. She's playing with horse sperm. That is the greatest.
Equine breeding intern, Am El Arab International, fed, exercise blanket, and turn out horses daily, and administer medications as needed. Handle and collect breeding stallions. Prepare and clean up artificial vaginas, both Colorado and Missouri model. Oh my god. Oh my fucking god.
I went to college.
Babe, are you happy you're an accountant? Are you very happy you're an accountant? Have you ever had to clean a horse's vagina? No. Those debits and credits don't seem so boring anymore. No,
all of a sudden, yeah. And accounting, gotta love that.
Babe, I love you so much, man. Could you imagine this gal comes back home? Honey, give me a hug. Do you wash your hands?
Did you take a shower?
Use a bleach gun. Take a shower. I don't want no horse vagina excrement on me. Artificially re-inseminate mares and assist with uterine lavages. This woman went to school to fondle the genitalia of horses.
Yes, she did.
Not purposely. I'm just saying that's what you're going to do.
That's what she's doing.
Colorado State University, 3 years, 5 months. Did she graduate? Bachelor's of Science in Equine Science. Activities in Society's Horse Judging Team.
Ooh, imagine that.
You know what's sad is I'm trying to warn kids. Did you listen to that podcast where I try to warn this girl graduated with her degree in creative writing?
Don't think I heard
this. No, before. And I went on Twitter. I'm like, this is dumb. You shouldn't be proud. And I heard her feels, and then all the white knights and all. And I'm like, oh, wait. Fuck it. Never mind. And
Gotta let it go.
Should have said, yep, you're going to need doctorates. That's what I should have said. She is a tutor for 1 year and 5 months. That's kind of approaching work. Mm-hmm. Tutored undergraduates in farm animal anatomy, physiology, and the principles of equine reproduction. And how to fondle horse vagina.
That's principles of equine reproduction. They make out.
Make out?
And a little... Well, and naturally they do. Yeah, I mean, what's there to study? The horses bang, and
they don't
some
make
odd months
out.
Later... They might go and rub necks with each other or
Hang
some
on.
Shit. I don't
Let's
know.
Let's look this up. Do horses engage in foreplay?
I bet they do, actually.
I wonder if animals even engage in foreplay. Usually it's just the guy on top of the gal and then he leaves.
Well...
And we're yelled at because we don't perform or we don't cuddle.
No,
animal cuddles afterward. He's like,
oh,
fuck it,
hell
I'm
no,
gone.
He's like out. Unless it's like a praying mantis and he has to run away unless he gets eaten.
Foreplay before sex.
Yeah. This guy should be useful because if they don't, then you can use this with the horse girls. Be like, hey, sweetie, you know, horses don't foreplay.
You know
so
what?
Honest
to God, you know what I'm getting? I'm getting porn sites about sex with horses.
Of course
yeah,
you are.
Yeah, of course I am.
Of course you are.
Oh, for God's sake, never mind. I don't think
It's a good try, though.
She's not teaching people how horses make out. I don't think horses have a make-out session, and then they go to the prom, and then when they really, really love each other, they go to the horse church.
And they get horsey married.
No, I think they do it the American way. They fuck, they screw, and the guy leaves, and the woman... Then there's a government program for horse single mothers to raise...
Well, they go to the equine science lab.
You go to the equine science lab, right.
And get their vaginas cleaned.
Yeah, we taxpayers are paying for horse cleaning. Horse vagina cleaning.
God.
Can't make it up.
You can't make that up. That is fantastic.
So far, so we got strippers.
Strippers.
We got horse vagina cleaning.
Cleaners, yep.
We have the assistant break glass in case of emergency reserve dipshit that snivels his nose into the... Army U.S. Corps engineer, like they're trying to actually dam the damn water and this and that, and this little pussy comes and you gotta worry about the Missouri Yellowstone clam. Oh, we got another one.
Oh, we got so many.
Let's go by ugly.
Oh, okay.
Or I guess we gotta go by let's go with her name because it's unique. Geneva Mueller.
2014. This is also one of the older ones in this pile.
Well, what's the oldest? What's the oldest?
So far, 2014.
No, go to the bottom.
Oh, it's not necessarily in order. Don't try to guess my system here, Captain.
Here I am applying laws of paleontology.
Yeah, no. There's tectonic plate shifting.
I wonder how many paleontologists have actually found fossils versus me. Like, how sad is that if you're a paleontologist and you've never found a fossil?
Yeah, but see, your fossils don't count because you didn't go to college.
I didn't go to college. It's like our communication. This isn't real communication because we don't have a communication degree.
I mean, it's like your writing also. I mean, you're not a real writer. I'm not a real writer. You don't have a degree in creative writing. You and Pickett both. You guys aren't actual writers.
Is this the girl? Hang on. Show me that girl's picture again. Is it? Kind of looks like her.
It kind of looks like her. It's the nose.
I mean, it's Instagram, so she's hanging out with... Let me get over here. What's her degree? Is there anything else on this?
Does not say what her degree is, unfortunately.
Oh, here she is. Yeah, that's here. Metric Theory. Senior Manager,
nice
Digital Strategy at Metric Theory. All right, well, that sounds like a private sector job. Maybe this is the first one that actually has a... I'm a digital marketing professional excited by the opportunity to drive measurable results for my clients. I work with a range of advertisers specializing in working with technology companies and B2B. Oh, I hate that term. B2B. Anytime you hear B2B,
it's like,
you're not real advertisers. I leverage synergies to help advance efficiencies within the organization.
Mm-hmm.
That's the business equivalent to worthless.
Yeah, it is. I agree.
I thrive in the challenging and dynamic, and dynamic's another word.
God.
I don't like.
So many buzzwords.
Environment of multi-channel digital advertising and strive to master the nuances of new industries while applying paid... Is there a class you take to learn to write this shit?
Yeah, it's all psychobabble. That means nothing.
My God.
It's pure psychobabble.
I can't fault her. This is all private sector work. PPC analyst, account manager, senior account manager, so she's a bit verbose and wordy with her description. But,
right.
I mean,
but at least she's
contributing.
She's not working at CSU.
No.
Right?
Well, hang on.
Yeah, just say, has she left CSU?
What's Metric Theory? Hang on. She was a communications and social media analyst at the Office of CSU Events and Donor Relations. All right, so she worked up until 2015.
All right. So she puts things on Twitter.
She was an economic analyst at the Fort Collins Coloradian. Is that the newspaper?
That's the local newspaper, yeah.
How is she an economic analyst? Opinion editorial writer back when she was writing that.
Right, yeah.
Here she... no, that's not... It looks like she went straight private sector after graduating from college, which is good.
I would applaud her for that.
But what's Metric Theory? See, that's what
I don't know either. When I saw it, I'm like, I don't know what this is.
Metric Theory. Marketing and Advertising San Francisco. All right, it's a legit company. It's a real company. So bravo. I'm happy. Right. She's not taking my tax dollars.
So one out of three.
Four, isn't it? I mean, we throw in the others.
Oh,
one out of eight.
Right.
All right, let's just do one.
All right. And she has nice hair. I mean, I don't know. She might be cute. You can't tell from that photo.
I'm just happy she's got a job.
Yeah.
Get the oldest one. I'm going to look in here.
I pulled it. Here's 2013.
Is that a resume? What's that?
I don't know. Dude, you know how old the shit in this pile is?
It's printed off paper.
I have no fucking clue.
2016.
One of these days I'm going to go through all this. This is sure a real low priority. You will.
Sergeant Randy Thurman and K-9 partner Lobos see 7 kilos of meth in the drive shaft. Oh,
when corrections fail, the persistence of political misperceptions.
Here. This is from 2009. What? It's a paper. Did you find that on the floor, 2009?
No, I wrote this.
Oh, you wrote this.
It's fucking terrible. Also, oh, no, wait. Is this one of the good ones I wrote, or is this the shitty one? Oh, this is the one I wrote about how rights don't exist.
All right. Put that back here in the...
These days, I'm going to rewrite it. Yeah.
Noco biking. Chris Johnson, we're not going to be able to look that up. What are you saying? This is some National Geographic. What is this stuff?
I don't know. What? Well, I guess why I got to go through you. It.
All right, hang on. This is 2016, that's too new.
Here's 2014.
2016, too new. What's the name of that person? Can we look it up?
Madeline Gallegos?
Yeah, that's a pretty unique name. Yeah. Let's look that up.
Why you should stop telling women to smile. It can be harassment.
Did we look her up? I might have. Madeline, what is this recent? No, 2014. Because there was a recent one on this one, on that don't tell women to smile because it's
harassment. Oh, that's been going on for a long time. Yeah, that's their big thing.
Gallegos. That name's going to come up.
Because when I wake up in the morning, first thing I think is go out and tell some woman to smile.
Miss Madeline, oh, she teaches at a high school.
Oh, God.
Undergraduate degrees in psychology and communications from Colorado. Of course.
All right.
So here's a gal. This is the one that when there's a problem, the kids are going to go talk to this ditz. Undergraduate psychology communications, pursued degree in counseling.
Oh, God.
Shouldn't you have to, like, serve in war or have some kind of, like, tumult and chaos in your life? Like, you must have gone through some kind of challenge. Like, you cannot just be, I'm 17, I want to help the children's, I'm going to go major and become a psychologist because it has no math.
Right.
All right, because I've seen that. When I used to tutor a company called Wise Aunt, I'd go in, there'd be their 16 or 17-year-old daughter, and what do you want to study? You know, because I kind of want to help. Like, what do you want to study?
Maybe a psychologist. I want to help children. Want to help children? It's like, dude, you can't even help yourself. Right. You're a fucking moron.
Don't you need some life experience
to help other people? Your parents brought me in here because you're getting D's and C's and basic introductory shit, and you think you're going to go help. Your brain isn't even fully developed. What the fuck are you thinking? So then they go into college, degree in undergrad in communications, all right, moron.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I'm not saying because I hate this person. I've never met this person, but she is a moron. She's an idiot. This is not a smart person.
Right.
And I'm even willing to take a dumb person with life experiences and then say, here's the experience and the wisdoms that I would like to confer and convey upon you.
True.
This gal then went on immediately to get an advanced degree in a field that I think is highly suspicious. Don't tell me psychology has got it all ironed out like Newtonian laws of physics. And now she's teaching and this girl has never, I don't even think she's, if she's not 25, her brain isn't done developing yet.
Right.
And she has no worldly experience by which to context her advice she's going to give younger kids.
Right. Oh, speaking of that, yeah, I think I told this story on my cast. You may remember it.
All right. But I'm going to get more coffee. I'm listening.
All right, sweet. Yeah, I'm going to get more coffee after you. So there's this girl that I know. She used to live near here. And the main reason I know her because she's cute and I wanted to bang her. But, okay, so she graduated college with a degree in Spanish.
Okay.
And she worked for about 5 years after that as a barista.
Okay.
And I knew her there because I'd go there with them. And then the next time I see her, I'm saying, hey, are you still at the barista place? She's like, no, I'm not there anymore. What are you doing nowadays? She is a counselor at a high school, and her job is to help high school kids decide what to major in. And she said, I love my job. And I'm thinking, but you have no qualifications.
You can't even support yourself.
Right.
Without the government coming in and making it a complete job out of thin air for you, you offer nothing of value to society.
But she majors in Spanish, and that gets her a job as a barista. Uh-huh. And after 5 years as a barista, now she's qualified to tell high school kids what to major in. I'm like, I don't understand how that works. I do, but I don't. It's like, no, you don't have any fucking qualification to do this.
You have to be a cop or in the military or working in the oil fields or something. Like, if I was king, you know, King Cleary,
oh, yeah.
King Cappy.
King Cappy.
You're not, there's, one, there's no such thing as psychology, right? You guys either start, we'd have, you know how they investigated big oil? I'd investigate big, I say, right. Really? Prove this shit to me. Prove. Really, does bipolar disorder really exist? Show me the conclusive evidence. Prove it to me. Oh, that does exist. All right, what are we doing to stop it? Oh, you come up with more theories about how you want to fuck your mother according to Freud? Fuck you. Get the fuck out of here. That's gone. You know, we're going to have counselors. We're going to have therapists. But it ain't going to be this, well, you see, you need your doctorate in behavioral cognition theory. And these armies of 23-year-old ditzes were saying.
Right. Who are leading other people through their lives. You know, trying to, I'm going to give you advice.
Now think about the skewed advice she's given to these kids.
God,
now,
yes.
She thinks, back when she was 19 or 20, that a guy saying, you should smile more, that's harassment.
That's harassment. Yeah. Oh,
that's,
yeah.
Harassment.
And that's, and then we wonder why kids are so fucked up. I mean, this is who they're listening to.
Okay, why she pursued Counseling University, Denver, administrative representative for school education and human development. She is excited to be part of the North Glen community and can't wait to start helping students pursue their passions and dreams.
Passions!
Outside of school, Miss Gala loves spending time with family and friends, watching movies, trying new restaurants, and playing with her dog, Lily.
A fur baby.
Fur baby.
Of course.
Fur baby.
Fur baby. Of course.
I gotta hang on. Just come on a seat.
Once you go down the rabbit hole, you can't stop, can
No,
you?
It's not. It's just, it's, this is truly the mythical Cassandras. We're like AWACS. We could see it way above. We could say what's going on, and we say, take the 48th Regiment and go right and change your fire that way. Yeah. No, I don't want it because of my fields. Well, fuck it, then you're going to get flanked and murdered.
Right, you're going to die.
Yeah, you're going to die. So fuck me, fuck what I know. I'm just going to watch it. And what's worse is this, she's like in the schools.
Right. She's telling the kids.
Yeah. The barista, the worst they could do is give a coffee cup that says, let's have a conversation
about
race. Right. That's the worst. They can influence one person, piss them off. This gal, he just feel
this girl's going to destroy hundreds, if not thousands, of lives.
She will misdirect years, trillions of calories of energy. Hundreds of thousands, possibly millions of dollars worth of young kids' money or taxpayers' money and parent money down a path of a black hole.
Yep.
Just graduate admissions ambassador, Office of Recruitment and Outreach. Oh, great. Spread
outreach.
The disease.
That's another word I hate. Outreach.
She has been not even working at that school for a year. No private sector, nothing. Just went from school to school to school.
School to school.
Again, like Mr. Dicknuts over in Billings, his private sector never got near the private sector. Didn't even do a dip. You know, said, just let me do a dip.
School to school to school.
School to school to school to grave.
That's it.
Birth, about 2.5, 3, they're dropping them off at pre-K.
Right.
School to school. Grade school, from preschool to grade school to
middle school
to high school
to
college to grad school to working.
At a school.
Fuck.
Your whole life at a school.
Don't you wonder what's like on the outside? You know what this is like? Like, let's say you got in trouble really young, like a juvie, and you go to juvie, all right? And you don't behave well. You're not a model prisoner. And then you go to the real prison. And then at about the age of 25 or 26, you wake up, you figure it out, and then at 27, 20, you're model prisoner, and they say, okay, you've done your time, you get set free. What would, following the logic of most people who just go school to school to school to only be employed by a school, what would that prisoner want to do then?
Like, go back to prison.
To be what?
To be cared for.
No. He's a prisoner. He was in prison the entire time. He finally gets released from prison. Does he want to work in the real world?
Well, no.
Fuck no. What does he want to do?
He'd probably go get a job at a prison.
As a prison guard, right. Right. That's exactly what this is. That's the environment
he knows.
Right. It's like, do you want to get the fuck away from prison? Wouldn't you want to go out and see what it's like to bake groceries, maybe? Or actually be a barista?
Yeah, you could be a barista. Talk to different people every day.
Oh, my God.
No, it's totally true.
This is damn good coffee. I might make some more. Because what else are we going to do? There's no... We got to find if there's an Asian restaurant available.
Oh, you know, they're actually... There's a list for the Colorado of restaurants that are open today.
Let me get you a breakfast lunch.
We can do that.
Will we fit in the new truck, all of us?
Yeah, if I clean out the back seat.
You got a back seat? You got a cab
in the
back?
It's like a half extended cab.
Whoa, Mr. Moneybags over here.
Yeah, man. My $500 pickup truck.
You paid $500?
$500,
no.
Man.
Oh, yeah. That's great. How many miles?
About 190,000.
It's not bad.
No, it's not bad.
Maintenance and everything done on it? And...
More or less. Like I said, it was owned, I bought it from the company work for, so I know where it's been for the last 8 years.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking, if you do the regular maintenance, I mean,
it's not in terrible shape.
No, 500, you could get, if you put it in good shape, you know, have everything done, say you drop another 1,000 on maintenance and repair, regular upkeep, you could easily get another 50,000 miles. So $1,500 bucks, 50,000 miles. Oh, that's great. That's wonderful.
No, it's not. It wasn't a bad deal.
Shit, was it? Oh, before I forget,
okay,
we got to talk about the status of your white cock. It's a little red. It's getting a little red.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
it's from all the rubbing. Anyway. I already know it. So, all right, you want to hear the story?
Good guy, explain the story because it's hilarious. Because I went up there, I was peeing, and I'm looking, and I'm like,
dude, it's cock. Yeah. All right. So it used to be a lot worse. I peeled all off.
You had, for someone who worked at a viral lab or wherever you worked, did you bring some of it home and inject it into the cock?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm not even worried about the shit growing on it. That's the problem. But the thing is, so it was really shitty, and because you cleaned it up for me that one time. You showed me your bleach trick. Genius. Yeah.
We're not talking cock. We're talking cock.
Cock.
White stuff around.
Right. Yeah. I just like to talk about my white cock because it's funny. White
Different
cock.
Topic.
So anyway, I took the cock off, and I re-cocked it.
Did you?
And it was beautiful. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow, this was so easy and so simple. It was great. And for whatever reason, now it looks like shit, like it's all peeling off and everything. Yeah. So apparently there's things about caulking that I don't know, which is not really a surprise.
Well, I'm a white caulk expert. I study white caulk a lot.
All right. So the next time that I'm going to be gone overnight for a gig, so when it has time to dry, I'm going to do some research and find out what I need to do so the caulk... get fucked up and I'm going to re-caulk it.
Right. Now,
like I say, I did something wrong.
I think what you did, because I was looking at the white caulk, and I don't think you cleaned it, or maybe it was wet beforehand, because it started to peel off of the side.
Exactly.
So now water's getting down in there. So yeah, you're going to have to remove the whole thing.
Right.
Dry it off. Clean it off real good. Wait for it to be dry, and then you just caulk it around the rim there. But... if you get a good seal, you shouldn't have to be able to re-caulk it. You just have to put the bleach down again.
Right.
And do that. See? Because now the salmonella is coming back. There's a little bit of red stuff.
And so I thought that I had cleaned it and dried it sufficiently. But again, obviously, empirical facts tell me I did not. Because otherwise it wouldn't be peeling off.
All you have to do is apply more white caulk to the white caulk that is already there. If you got a little rim there, you just have to reapply it.
Anyway,
the world cannot use enough white caulk.
I agree.
Yeah.
But it is a mess, so I'm just going to redo it.
Want to do some asshole consulting? Celebrity guest asshole consulting?
So, hold on. Before we forget things, I got something I want to throw at you.
Oh, okay. All right.
I have a brilliant idea
for
asshole consulting.
Okay.
I think this is a brilliant idea. You should offer gift certificates.
Have you tried
this?
I've thought it through, and the problem is... the accounting, not from an actual accounting, because you have to set up like an
escrow. If only you knew an accountant, yeah.
If only, well, no, it's what you're saying is, hey, Aaron, let's take your very simple Chevy Silverado,
right,
with automatic nothing, and let's put on an entire electrical. So you don't have automatic windows. Let's put in, wouldn't it be nice to have automatic? No, because now I have to take off panels, rewire shit, we're gonna get a bigger battery, a different alternator. That one thing would complicate the operation of, you know, be like the soup Nazi deciding he's gonna offer biscotti. Wouldn't it be nice, like, now, because I'd have to issue them.
Right.
Which is essentially issuing debt of sorts, where I owe people consulting. I don't owe money, but there's a claim on my consulting services out there somewhere down the road. You also throw in the fact that states have made laws where it's like, you have to honor this forever and ever, like with gift cards.
Right, okay.
So now it's like, well, now I got to track gift cards and have ID numbers so no one goes, oh yeah, I got a gift card. Okay. Da, 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 da. And now people are just faking like they got a gift card. I'm giving away free asshole consulting and wasting my time. And then I've also thought about the delivery. How do you say, hey, you're fucked in the head. Here's a gift card to this guy you've never heard of to go and get your shit straight.
Oh, I would do. That's why I thought of the idea, because I was thinking about how I would give somebody some advice, but I know this person isn't going to listen.
Right.
And I thought, I should tell this person to go to Cappy, but oh, this person's not going to do it. And I thought, damn, what if I could hand this person a piece of paper and said, here, this is good for $50 worth of asshole consulting. Go fucking use it.
You could.
The other part of that I thought of, which, and I get what you're saying about tracking. I don't think that's insurmountable, but I'm thinking the advantage to you is that what? At least 50% of the people that get one are never going to use it. Just like gift cards.
Right. And I know there's that upside.
Right.
But it's like this whole other thing that I got to worry about now.
Sure.
Maybe I could do a limited run. See, people, what I get a kick out of.
Yeah.
People give me shit for experimentation. Like when I did Free Asshole Consulting Week, and I quickly made it Free Asshole Consulting Day because I had 50 requests in one day. Yeah. And then Adam Pick is like, oh, that's going to go down like a fart in church or whatever he said. And I still stand by it because I said, hey, you know, and I think it did actually help boost Amazon affiliate sales. I think a lot of people did honor the contract where it's like, look, if I give you Free Asshole Consulting, you got to promise to go and do all that. And I think sales did actually boost up.
Cool.
But in general, experimentation is the way. Well, that's how Asshole Consulting was formed. That's how the book was formed. It's like, let's try something different. Let's try something new. That's how you truly progress. Everything in life is through experimentation.
Absolutely.
So I'm not against like doing a limited run. Like if I issued $1,000 worth of, you know, Cappy credits or asshole coins or whatever, we could see how that worked.
Sure. Yeah.
But I see, that's the other thing is now I think I would just give ID numbers, like I'd have an Excel spreadsheet.
Right, yeah.
Here's the numbers. You know, I've issued 10 numbers, you know, and it's a 12-digit number, so you can't, oh, it's number one. You know, like a prime number. No, prime number people could look up. I'd do some random numbers.
Yeah.
It's like, if you want to, how about that? If anyone's listening right now and you'd like to give the gift of asshole consulting
to someone who probably won't use it and Cappy probably will make money for nothing.
Give them a number. Email me. Yeah. Go to assholeconsulting.com. Email me. I'll give you a number, I'll set up a spreadsheet, and I'll do 10 issuances. And you just tell me how much money you want put on your account. And then you give that person the number.
Right.
And then they
send the number to you.
They send the number to me and say,
you'll know how much they pay.
Right, I say, oh, okay, here's the account on the spreadsheet. Maybe we could try that. Because that doesn't... I was also worried about, like, I have to get cards, and that costs money, and da-da-da. Sure. But this should be a simple enough spreadsheet.
Well, I mean, I was just thinking, because, like, the way... Because I do gift certificates for my photography teaching, and I just have like a PDF file that says this is good, blah, blah, blah. And I just email that to people. And, you know, the person can print it or, you know, I don't have enough people that someone just emails me and says, hey, I got a gift certificate from you. It's like, I know who you are.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, so we'll see.
I don't have as many clients as you do.
Well, we'll see if people want to give the gift of asshole.
Yeah. I mean,
you know what we really should do?
I think it'd be great for Christmas. You know, you give like your in-laws that card and you open it. Here's a... You know, asshole.
Good thing we're the furthest we could possibly be away from the next Christmas.
Exactly.
Yeah, good thing we started now.
Man, can you imagine? You know, and then you could even suggest possible topics for them to consult, asshole consulting on. You know, you could say, please talk to Aaron about how to stay out of your daughter's life. Or,
those are ones where I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to tell you how to do anything with your daughter. Here's your money back. Thank you so much. Cappy credits. Asshole credits. We'll figure it out. You know what would really be a great gift certificate? Horse vagina cleaning certificates. I think that you could practically make an entire cryptocurrency based off of horse vagina cleaning certificates.
Hold on, I got to write that down. That is brilliant.
What does Amy do? She cleans horse vaginas.
Horse vaginas.
Oh, good.
You know, there's one job computers aren't going to be able to take
over. Yeah, there you go, man. Job security. You ain't going to HB1 visa that one out to pawn job.
Right. People from third world countries are going to be like, whoa, I ain't cleaning no more vaginas. I've done enough of that.
Fuck if this is the land of opportunity.
Right. They're like, oh, hell no. I did not come to this country for that.
I'm going back to New Delhi and I'm going to live in the filth. You go to hell. How is a man? It's gone downhill. Oh my God. I'm not going to believe what they're doing.
It's great if you like horse vaginas.
All right. Let me find one. Whew. Yeah, it's Christmas, so I got to go through. That guy didn't want it. Here's the thing. Normally, these people, they'll email me. And about half the time, I'll send them a quote. A fair, reasonable... Look, you're going to...
Yeah.
Way cheaper than what you're going to pay some dipshit psychologist to masturbate your feelings and jerk you around in a circle for a year and a half and never solve your problem.
Clean out your vagina.
Yeah. Then they'll never... And then they never email back. It's like, did you want a response? Well, what the fuck did you email me for? But at the same time, it is Christmas season, so these guys may be in Christmas. So I gotta...
Good point.
Yeah, look at that. These are all... I could probably delete these and not have to... All right. Maybe we don't have that much. God, maybe I don't have any. Mm-hmm. See, here's someone that emailed me on Christmas Eve. Like, and this is emergency. Urgent. Like... I don't think he's from the United States. He looks like he's from a foreign country that may not celebrate Christmas.
Right.
This is the worst possible time to email me as I'm driving across the country. So I'm going to have to send him a quote. I don't even know if I got one request.
Well, if you want to do some consulting, I have a potential backup plan.
Emergency? Why do we have? No, we don't have to.
No, I'm just saying. We don't have to do anything. Just saying for entertainment. No,
we could go
purposes.
Get Chinese food. Yeah, we could do that. You want to do a Clary test request? I know that's boring. It's not really going to require our intelligence or insight.
I'm good. No, sure. Let's do a Clary test.
Do you
want to
do it? I don't know.
I mean, I'm easy.
I kind of.
You know me. I'm fucking easy.
Man. I'll save that for later.
Dude, I mean, I podcast with Adam Piggott. How picky can I be?
Oh, you're just a whore. Wait a minute.
I am a whore.
Wait a minute. Hang on. I think I got a. If you're interested, video this. I am interested. I'm not looking for more like ground rules of guidelines. Finding housing. See, now, did he make a payment?
Probably not.
God almighty, guys. Follow the fucking instructions.
Follow the rules, guys. Cappy's 13th rule of life. Follow the fucking instructions.
Is that the 13th?
It should be. All right. I'll be back. You keep doing that.
All right, I'll be here. Oh, he did pay. All right, we can do this. Everybody else paid, but they didn't tell me they paid. Oh. Theater. Good. Very few requests. Ba 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 ba. sent you $50 for PayPal, which I hope is enough. Honest to God, guys.
Oh my God.
I just read through an email and someone sent me payment without me quoting.
Oh, he's military.
He decides to go number two, of course. Whoa. The seat's going bad. All right, I got one for you, great one. All right. We got two. One of your military buddies just threw a crap load of money at me. He didn't follow the rules.
Well, he's a, you know, which branch of the military? Do we know?
I don't know. I'm going to guess a grunt, maybe.
I mean, if he's you know, army infantry like me, we don't really follow rules.
I know.
So go fuck yourself.
Hey, you know what's sad is when people just estimate the payment and send it without asking me how much right. it is, they always overpay. They always.
And you're complaining?
No, it's just like fucking follow the goddamn rules. If you don't want to follow the rules, fine. Let's have chaos. I'll be a warlord. I'll kill every fucking buddy.
It'll be total anarchy.
No, it won't. It'll be called dictatorship. You know why? With three people, I'd be able to take over the universe? Because me and my three people, guess what we would do? We would follow the fucking rules. And why, while you fucking morons and apes are jerking each other off, running around like retards, not following rules, throwing your feces at each other.
Cleaning out horse vaginas.
Cleaning out horse vaginas. Not following the rules. Haphazardly cleaning out. Chaotically cleaning out. And I'd come in with my three guy. I'm like, you cover that side, I'll cover this side.
We'll clean the shit out of that vagina.
We'll just kill everybody. There'll be a new rule-oriented society. What's the Ten Commandments? You know what God should have said on... There should have been 11. But you know what the first commandment should have been?
Follow the rules.
Follow the fucking rules. So no one's following the Ten Commandments. Like, what are these? Recommendations? Options? Suggestions? Doesn't say to follow them. That's not one of the Ten Commandments. Fuck it. Let's go fling feces at each other. All right, here we go. ASL Consulting. Mr. Clary, I've been following you and reading your books for years now because of it. My life is pretty great. Here's my situation. A couple days ago, I was on a date and I ordered an Uber for my date and I to go to my place. On the way home, my Uber driver got into a minor accident. Not sure who was at fault, but I'm leaning towards the Uber driver's fault. Well, it's not his because he's not driving.
Right.
Somebody's insurance is going to cover him.
Exactly.
That night, I was up all night and felt extremely sick, so I went to the hospital and they verified I had a minor concussion and told me not to go to work. I'm military, so I just went to the military hospital, so no medical bills were required. An insurance company called. I mentioned about going to the hospital and getting a minor concussion. They asked if I wanted to make a claim. Should I pursue this claim? I feel guilty because my life is good. I have enough money. I don't struggle. I don't want to fuck over all the other people involved in the car accident. If they were all driving Teslas or Ferraris, I wouldn't care, but they weren't. I'm not sure how insurance payouts work, where that money, if any, comes from. Should I make the claim for some extra cash or leave it alone? I sent you $50 via PayPal, which I hope is enough. You can do an email or YouTube video, whichever you prefer. Merry Christmas. Mitch from a place. I'm torn on this one, actually. There's my Machiavellian route, but then there's the...
Right.
Do you want to dick around with this route? I mean, how much do you get for minor concussion?
Good point. And how versus how much time are you going to have to
Yeah, hang on. Let's take a look at this. Payout for minor concussion.
Yeah, it's a good question. Because, I mean, sure, money is good and Machiavellian, blah, blah,
The rates of the people involved, whoever is at fault, is going to go up. By X amount.
Right.
Whether this guy follows a charge or not, because it's the accident already happened, the medical costs are going to be ancillary to it.
Mm-hmm.
Average concussion settlement of car accident. Bata Ferguson. Fulkerson. All right, let's take a look. The internet was working. Car accidents are a common cause of concussions, a type of traumatic brain injury. A number of factors go. What is a concussion? You know, they just don't give you the number.
No, fuck no.
Right up front, $40.
What is a concussion?
I don't know. What is it?
sometimes cars have wheels. Wheels make cars go fast. There's sometimes an engine in the car. Who can get an accident?
A concussion? I don't know. Anybody with a head.
Of dementia, the issue of fault.
You're at fault.
What to do after a car accident? Well, here, this is a lawyer.
Oh, God.
You may or may not have symptoms of a concussion immediately after an accident. Good rule of thumb is to follow is never assume you aren't injured. Don't say that you are just fine or bump your head a little. It's easy to feel empathy. This was a concern I had. Like, what if down the road something were to happen?
Yep.
If you had a blow to the head, first things after, sure everyone. Oh, my God.
On and on.
Your car accident, concussion, settlement, and social media.
Social media. That's
calculating. Critical. Here, the last fucking thing that I need is at the bottom of the...
Of course it is, because they need you to see all the advertisements as you scroll down.
More difficult is predicting future medical costs or the extent of your lost wages. If your injury will cause you to lose your quality of life, it's hard to put a monetary value. Some people... Why you need a... Okay, so he didn't answer the question.
No.
Bad if Fulkerson can go fuck himself or herself.
Or itself. Or don't itself, assume
yeah.
Gender.
Don't assume.
Maybe an attack helicopter.
You know what? I'm just going to say it's not going to be worth it. But my main concern is not addressed, and that is what happens down the road.
That's
what
I'm saying.
You know, like what happens
too.
If you get dementia and then all that.
Right.
Like, I got my uncle. He got a soccer injury when he was playing soccer in college. And now he's 60-something, and he had to have his knee replaced. You know, I mean, that's decades-long delayed.
Right.
But then a minor concussion, I mean, it's
yeah, I don't know. I'm inclined to say he should file it, just like you say, so it's on record that he filed it. So yeah, if 20 years from now something happens,
yeah, you got
he's
a record
not totally
of it.
Screwed.
Yeah, I hate.
And I mean,
he's
in the military, so in theory there's like health care there and everything, but. I mean, what if he's not in the military then, and the VA hospital sucks, and all
Democrat
this stuff?
Democrat is in office. We hate the military. Right, we're sending on your benefits.
So
yeah.
I feel like it might be a cover your ass scenario.
I hate to say that. I hate to sound like a dick, but those are the rules now.
Yeah.
Here's what I would do. File a claim just for the paperwork. Whatever you can get.
Right.
Not like you want the most possible, whatever the industry going is. You're not even in it for the money, really.
Right,
it's more for like, yeah, I got, you know, I had this happen. Right. And so then down the road, you have this. Now, the insurance company may also, you could file a claim and maybe talk to your insurance agent. This is something that you're going to want to talk to because we are not experts to answer this. But go talk to his insurance agent and say, here's the problem. I don't know what's going to happen to me down the road. Is there an industry practice or an industry standard where the insurance company would have, okay, we're not going to pay out anything now, but down the road, should something happen, this is the payout. You know, that's what I would be doing. But I would file a claim, again, not even for the money, but just to have that paper trail.
Yeah.
That would be – and I wouldn't feel guilty.
Yeah.
Because that's the rules they've made now.
Right.
This isn't the 1940s where that damn Western civilization and honor among honorable people still existed. And you're not trying to jack up people's rates or the Uber driver. It really is. No, yeah, what happens?
Right, right.
Down the road, he has an aneurysm or something.
Yeah.
And then you find out. So,
and make sure you keep copies of all your paperwork from the doctor.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, I'm sorry about that, but there's that one. All right, so we answer that one. I don't want to do the Clery test. Worthless diploma type 2. I like when people send me multiple emails instead of just one because they didn't think it through.
Why would you think it through? It's crazy.
Here we got another one. This guy writes, he wants a video response. Hello, Aaron. I'm a repeat customer. Our last exchange was about buying a house in Illinois. In case you want to be Chicago's bitch. You know, you could be a tax slave to the people of Chicago.
Chicago.
And I pretty much got the advice I wanted. Moving on to my new video request, I would like your advice on moving to a new city, the do's and don'ts, so to speak. I currently rent in the Chicago area, so I won't worry about selling a house. I'm a truck driver with no debt and cash in the bank. Between me and my girlfriend, we are looking to make a little over $100,000 a year in terms of Illinois money. I'm still building my savings to a comfortable level, and she's getting rid of her small student loan.
We want to move debt-free with roughly $50K in cash. Looking to move in about 2 years. Our state of choice is Tennessee, Chattanooga, or Nashville. I would like this a video. Please let me know if you need more information. Value your opinion. Thanks, Paul. And then I asked him, I said, well, I know nothing about Nashville or Chattanooga. I've never been there. I said, are you, because all I could do is give you some general advice about moving, but not,
right.
I said, you know, certainly don't feel obliged to pay. But he paid because he says, I'm still interested. I'm not looking for specifics on said cities, more like ground rules or guidelines on how to go about moving to a new city, jobs, finding housing, making connections. Would be interested to get your take on the matter. And that I can provide because he paid me and I'm a whore.
I've heard that about you.
Yeah, you do it. Did you see the one where the guy made, he wanted me to do a video on the etiquette of burping and farting?
I didn't watch it, but I saw that it existed.
I got paid to tell someone when it's okay to burp and fart in front of friends, professionals, yeah. Work, girlfriend.
Yeah.
Told them that if you got your buddies in the car, you hold them hostage and you can let many rip.
Let it rip.
Let it rip, roll up the window.
Hell yes.
And then deny. 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 Deny.
What?
Fuck you. Were you accusing me? Smells like your fart. That's a Bob fart. That's nobody else's fart. That's Bob's fart. Okay, first thing I would say, and this is the most important thing, is go to the cities and explore them first.
Yep.
Don't just say, I'm moving. Go to these cities and spend weekends there. Now, you could probably drive. How far is... Shoot, getting out of Chicago is going to take you longer than to cover the ground from southern Chicago to Chattanooga. Chicago, Illinois to Chattanooga, Tennessee. That's a day's drive, if that. No, I don't want to fly. I want to drive 8 hours. Okay, and then let's try Nashville. It's
not terrible.
Well, and he's a truck driver, so that should be nothing for him.
Oh, yeah, it's true. Yeah. He drives all the fucking time.
Yeah, 6 hours to... Yeah, what I would be doing is I'd be taking... lots of 3-day weekends and just get Airbnb and go down there.
Yeah.
And walk around and drive around. Drive around would be the number one thing I'd do. I just drive because you're going to take in a lot of shit that way. You're going to know what the traffic is like. You're going to know what the drivers are like. You're going to know what the good part of town is, what the bad part of town is. Also, in the meantime, I don't know if he's a truck driver, so he's kind of self-employed. But if the GF is looking for a job, if one of you have to go for jobs, don't wait till you move there.
Hell no.
Apply now.
Yep.
I mean, make sure, the first step is to make sure you want to live there.
Yeah.
So don't, like, start applying now while you're driving down there because you may find, oh my God, I hate Nashville because of, I don't know, the horse farms. There's too many horse vaginas being cleaned in this county. I never want to see another clean horse vagina again. So go down, explore, figure out if you actually want to move there first.
Yep.
Upon finding out, yes, we actually want to move here first. One, start applying for jobs immediately in that area. Don't be picky. I mean, do be picky. Like, only apply for jobs that are going to make it worth your while. Because you got a job now.
Right.
Don't be desperate, like, oh, I'll take a pay cut because I really want... No, keep making your money. Keep making your money. Build up your money. The other thing is, if you're insistent on buying a house there, you're serious about buying a house, right as you're applying for jobs, and if you have the money, unless you found the house that you really want... I would buy land in that town where you want to build. There's some, because that's what I did in South Dakota. Mm-hmm. There's some complications with that sometimes when you buy, like if it has electricity and water
right.
and infrastructure already ran into it, it's usually part of a development. And part of that development says, if you buy this land, you got to develop it within a year. And then a lot of times they'll be really restrictive on what you can put there. So, but if you can find a piece of land that you like and that you can build on later, that's something to do. That is after you've confirmed that you want to live there, though.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just another thing you can do to kind of like, okay, I bought the land and I'll build later. If it's just him and his girlfriend, I don't know if they really need a house. I think they could get by with a condo because then land takes property and maintenance and all that. Making connections, I wouldn't bother making connections. I wouldn't. No one's social anymore.
No.
Just go.
No.
I've been living in the Twin Cities and I see you more regularly than I do friends that live 5 miles away. That said, the social life is pretty much dead and gone.
Oh, God. Yeah. So much. Yeah.
I wouldn't be there. That wouldn't even factor into my decision. I would also, before you even consider Tennessee, yeah, you don't pay state income taxes. That's good, but take a look at car registration, things like that. My buddy Glorious Carl moved to North Carolina. He's like, oh my God, the car registration. It's like, yeah, they got to get the taxes somewhere.
Somehow, yeah.
Yeah, so don't buy a new car, a new truck or whatever. I mean, those are other things you got to look at the school district. You don't want to go to a school district where nothing's too good for other people's children. Because even though you think the socialist leftists who live in the ghetto of, you know, Nashville or Chattanooga are jack up the taxes, which they will, oh my gosh, prissy liberal white or even conservative Swipple soccer moms, not enough of your money is too good for their children. They need a swimming pool. They need an arts center, a theater, for the high school students so the kids could go and major in theater.
That's right.
And community. Because Lord knows, you can't act. Remember, you only can act in the theater because you have your doctorate in theater.
If you don't have a doctorate,
you can't act.
You know, same thing with, you can't point a light at the stage if you don't have a doctorate in theater.
I could not even audition for the local community play.
No, hell no.
You know, the title of the play could be Asshole, the story of a professional asshole. I could walk in, I could not audition for the role of the asshole. Because I don't have a doctorate.
You could have written that play. Oh, wait, you can't, because you don't have a PhD in creative playwriting. Playwriting,
yeah. I don't have a degree in PhD in creative writing.
You can't do a fucking thing.
I can't do anything.
You're helpless.
I'm helpless. Completely helpless. I can do is finance.
All you can do is clean horse vaginas.
That's all I can do. And I'd like to be able to help people out with finance. Like, I have all this amazing knowledge and wisdom and expertise and experience and hindsight and finance. You know what the problem is?
You don't have a PhD.
I don't have a doctorate in communication, so I can't communicate this wisdom.
Oh, shit.
Just have all this information and knowledge, and I can't get it because, you know, if there was a government program to get me a degree in communication so I could convey. Everyone needs a degree in communications, right?
Well, yeah. How else could we communicate?
We have all this built-up knowledge and wisdom, and we just can't communicate.
It's just sitting there like a dirty horse vagina waiting to be cleaned.
But no one has the ability.
No one has the ability.
I'm sorry, doctorate. The two are antithetical. God almighty. So that's my any insight on that one? Any other?
I'd maybe toss in to, after living in a college town, I know this, see if there's anything in these cities he's going to that is cyclical, like college. So, you know, the difference between when the college kids are there and the college kids are gone. I suppose it's like try to figure out when the city is at its worst, whether that's by population, weather, whatever, and go there at least a couple of times when it should be at its very worst. Right. Make sure you can stand that.
I had a guy down in St. Petersburg. It sucks down here. There's sun and beaches and there's chicks. And
he didn't say that.
No,
oh,
no, no.
God.
But it was funny. He's living in St. Petersburg. And I'm thinking, like, that's one of the best towns in the country to live in. And he's like, it's hot, it's muggy. There was a bum that hit up me up for money, almost got into fisticuffs with him. I'm like, why were you in that part of St. Peter? That's a bad part of town. And he got a job offer in Minneapolis or St. Paul. Think about going to St. Paul. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
No.
And I said, that was my advice. I say, wait for the weather.
Yeah.
Wait for it to go below zero. And then I want you to come to the Twin Cities. I don't care if you have to pay $500 for a flight. Get a flight to the Twin Cities. Get a car. And I just want you to drive around during rush hour in 15 degree below zero.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, you know, I'm from, he said the Northeast. I'm not going to say what state because he didn't want me to say. Well, I'm from the Northeast and it gets pretty cold there. I'm like, no, you dipshit. That's not cold. That's not got cold. Down to 15 degrees. I've experienced 15 degrees. Yeah, above zero, not below. I'm like, and you got public transportation. No, don't give me that shit. Go to St. Paul in January when there's fresh black ice, when the exhaust from the cars freeze on the road.
God,
there's no snow. It's so low in temperature, the salt doesn't work anymore on the roads. God.
Yeah.
Then you tell me.
Then tell me.
Then
you
tell me
St.
Petersburg really sucks, and by God, but yeah, you go to St. Paul in July. Yeah, it's going to be kind of nice.
Sure.
And I'm like, what? You know, that's like, I heard North Korea's kind of nice. I'm living in Singapore, and God almighty, there's all these expensive buildings and tall and clean streets. I heard North Korea's pretty nice. Anything else for our good buddy here before moving down to Tennessee? I like Tennessee. I've been through it.
Hey.
I like it as a state, yeah. I spent no time in Nashville or Chattanooga. Memphis, I hear, has bad crime. But,
Yeah, I have no Tennessee experience.
Yeah, I've just driven... I know I like Knoxville. I'd recommend Knoxville. I've spent a little bit of time there. That's a nice town. Because you're by the mountains. I would also maybe add to it, he not pigeonhole himself to just two company or companies, two cities.
Sure.
Maybe explore a little bit.
Yeah.
Try it out. Oh, that'd be it. So, yeah. I mean, be versatile, I guess.
You know, right, maybe. Right.
Yeah. Cool. All right. So we did two asshole consultants. Look at that, working on Christmas Day.
Somebody's got to contribute.
Someone's got to do it. Well, like I was saying, nobody's putting together podcasts. So, like, when I'm driving across the country.
You can listen to this one.
I can well, yeah, great. I love listening to myself.
Mm-hmm. God, I'm so brilliant. Yeah.
Bekloff doesn't, you know, he's like, oh, put together one on Christmas. So Bekloff finally dragged his head. He might be doing one today. What else? Like, I don't think Coach Redpill did one. I can't listen to Molyneux because I already went through it. I listened to him enough for like 2 weeks ago and it was depressing and sad. I'm like, I can't listen to this anymore. And then you ever listen, I'm trying to get away from my industry to listen to something different.
Sure,
so
sure.
I've been listening to the BBC. If any of you are looking for a treasure trove of podcasts in our time with Melvin Bragg on the BBC, that's a good one. Have you ever listened to that?
No, you've recommended it, though, and I've got it in my RSS, so I've got them all downloaded.
Good. Because they're really stingy. They do, like, one every 2 weeks. Like, fuck, where's Melvin Bragg? You finally got off your ass and put one together that maybe I can listen to driving down to Albuquerque. But, yeah, it's been... everyone takes off on Christmas.
Yeah, slacking.
Did Piggott... Oh, no, he's driving down to Italy.
All right. Well, he put one out... fairly recently.
Okay.
Like the last couple of days-ish.
All right. I'll download one of those then. I'll get that.
TJ did one for Christmas.
Good. TJ Martin. Let's list the podcasters that we recommend, you know, before we sign off here. Plus, I want to lay down a competition. Because we're very nice spending our Christmas time.
Doing things for other people.
Yeah, for other people. This is goddamn charity.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
You're welcome, all you horse vagina cleaners. TJMartinell.com.
Yeah.
PushingRubberDownhill.com.
Yep.
If you guys are looking for podcasts while you drive across the country, your site, SinLibSoch.com.
Mm-hmm.
FinancialSurvivalNetwork.com.
Yep.
Rich Cooper.
Yep.
A lot of these are on, you're going to have to search them by name because some of these people are on YouTube. O'Shea Jackson.
Yeah.
All right.
World Class Bullshitters. I haven't listened to them lately, but I've listened to some of theirs.
Yeah.
They're good.
Who are other friends? Oh, safetyphd.com.
Yeah.
Dr. Perodin. Small Scale Life.
Still have never listened to that.
That, boy, you gotta be willing to go to sleep.
Oh, yeah?
Because I know the guy, and he's very jovial and happy and energetic, but then when you tune in, it's NPR. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Small Scale Life. Our beans are growing very well today. It's like, who's the painter?
Bob Ross.
Bob Ross. It's like, he's Bob Ross. I'm like, how the fuck? I know it's his voice, but I'm picturing Bob Ross. Yes, and now, how to grow broccoli. We have a broccoli expert in from sunny California. Hello, Mike Krasowski. Mike Krasowski is an expert on organic broccoli growing. What type of manure to use? Well, and it's the same voice, you know, it's just a different guy. Well, you know, I use this type of manure with a little dashing of horse vagina excrement. And you're just like, you don't want to listen to that while you're driving across the country. Definitely not on snowy mountain passes with a rear view, rear wheel drive truck. Don't want to do that.
No.
Who else? I'm trying to think, like, we're missing someone. I feel bad. I'm like, oh, there's that guy, and I forgot. Jim Fear, 138.blogspot.com.
Yeah.
That's depressing. Guy had a seizure.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And so I hope he's recovered real well, but real bad. Broke a vertebrae.
Oh, fuck.
Like, stitches in the tongue. Just horrible. Horrible. So if you guys want to check out JimFear138.blogspot.com, and he does my audiobooks. He does them very fast.
Oh, my current binge, The Dick Show.
The Dick Show. The Dick Show. I don't want to recommend him because he because he doesn't get back to you. Like, hey, I'd like to advertise. Fuck you, I'm The Dick Show.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I tried to contact him. Oh. Yeah, no.
Well, I mean,
they got their Patreon. That's all. Then when they get their Patreon taken away, it's like dipshits.
Yeah.
Tried to
talk about ridiculous Patreons though. Mm-hmm. Did you look at how much he's making?
No, how much is he making per month?
Last time I looked, he was at $21,000 a month.
A month?
Yes.
Oh, no wonder he told me to fuck off.
He doesn't need me.
Never mind.
As long as that Patreon is going.
Oh my God.
$21,000 a month.
See, like, I'm happy I got like $84. Like someone made like a $50. I'm like,
okay, you know, he's doing it. Once again, people say, well, you can get on the internet and make a living. I'm the one who says, not really, not statistically, but he's fucking doing it.
See, that's what gets me. It's like, Patreon takes 10%. It's like, why would you go with but everyone goes Patreon.
Right.
You know, it's like Betamax versus VHS. Wasn't Betamax
technically superior is what people said. Right,
okay.
I mean, you know, maybe that's an internet myth at this point. I don't know, but still, right? I know what you're saying.
Hang on. Aaron Clary Patreon. I don't even know the link to my Patreon. What am I making?
Because, you know, when I looked at it, I was thinking that, too. I'm like, okay, so he's making $21,000, but then...
We're catching up on $88 a month. I got four more dollars a month.
So I'm going, Patreon takes 10%, so now he's down to, you know, $19,000. And then he pays $18,000. Then he pays taxes, so now he's down to...
With that tax rate? No, he's down to like state, federal, local, whatever he's got. He's down. His take home is around 11 to 12.
11 to 12? Yeah. All right. Well, still 11 more than me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not ragging on Dick. He's still 11,000 a month more than I got.
I just don't. It's PayPal will take 3%.
Right.
Amazon affiliate, it costs you nothing.
Right.
You're going to get, you don't get anything for donating anything to anybody on Patreon. The customer gets nothing in exchange except for warm feels. Now, I'm all for your warm feels, and if you guys want to go donate to my Patreon, it's patreon.com/AaronClary.
You make Aaron Clary feel warm and feeling.
Yeah, and you'll get warm. Oh, I helped out a guy who, you know, and I got nothing in exchange except warm fuzzies. But if you want actual shit in exchange... Go to the Amazon affiliate program. Go to olderbrother.com/donate. And there's the three options, PayPal, Patreon, and the Amazon affiliate program. Or go to CaptainCapitalism@blogspot.com. Look for the hot chick on the Amazon banner and click on her and go, I've tried to make it as easy as possible. And then just do all your Amazon affiliate shopping there. No, you don't have to log in. No, you don't have to sign up. You just click and shop. That's it.
Spend money,
and you don't get charged any more than what you're going to pay anyway. We need to have an Amazon off, because you have an Amazon affiliate program too, with sinlibsocial.com, and then you got the link right there at the top, Amazon
or just,
link.
Yeah.
See who gets more this January.
It'll be you.
Probably.
It will.
Probably. Now watch people have pity and shit. Well, I'm going to help out the great one and fuck Cleary.
Yeah. Fuck Cleary, man. Man, he made fun of cleaning out horse vaginas, and that's what I do for a living. You don't realize how important cleaning horse vaginas is.
Because it raises awareness to have discussions about bringing to the situation to the forefront of a conversation.
You know, cleaning out horse vaginas is very intersectional, and there's a lot of minorities who work in this field.
If you don't like them, you're racist, bigot, and homophobe.
That's right.
Yeah.
Terrence Pop. Haven't watched him in a while. But...
I'm surprised a buddy of mine who's very prominent within the Red Pill Manosphere community, he's like, who's Terrence Pop? I'm like looking and I'm like, who's Terrence Pop? Where the hell have you been? What do you mean, who's Terrence Pop? Like, how have you gone this long not knowing who Terrence Pop is?
Yep. I discovered him years and years ago because you referenced the video he did about dating women who own horses.
Because you did
a video about dating horse chicks, which was fantastic. And then you referenced his. I went and watched his video on dating horse chicks. I'm like, oh my God, this guy is fucking spectacular.
Dating horses. No.
Dating horse girls. No.
Still got that ringtone out there. Gonorrhea. No. Gonorrhea. No. Yeah, should I get that, babe, and turn the volume up? No, you don't want it? No. Should I just leave it off? Okay.
All right.
Darn it.
Yeah.
I'll wait till she leaves. Then I'll be out in South Dakota. Not South Dakota, Las Vegas. I'll turn it back on. I'll be hiking. Gonorrhea! No! Gonorrhea! No!
Someone who's like, you know how hiking out in the open, someone be 50 yards behind me?
Yeah.
They'll see me, it'll be the slight echo, and it'll be kind of like,
Carrier, no.
And you'll hear me laughing.
Oh, man.
It's kind of funny when, well, you do this too. When you go hiking, do your trail running, you also podcast at the same time. You get people that'll like come down.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's rather like, is this guy crazy talking to him? Like, hey, how you doing?
What's up? Yeah.
And these fucking MGTOW virgin tower. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's
Is the split the fork up there? Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Right. I do get some looks sometimes.
They're usually, if they got their kids, they're like taking a really wide berth around the trail. And, stay away from the crazy man. There's a crazy man talking to himself.
One of the homeless people is left downtown, and he's out on the trails.
He's a healthy homeless person. He's getting his steps in. All right, I think that's it. Let's go get us some Chinese food.
All right.
And I'm sorry we couldn't get you the Plymouth gin. Sailor Strike. Right. That's all right, but I'll get you some Chinese food.
Thanks, man. And appreciate
We get to ride in your truck.
Yeah.
This is awesome. I can't wait to ride in the Great One's $500 truck. This is
unless it's broken down. I keep joking that it's going to break down any moment now.
Then you, people should shop at your Amazon affiliate page.
Yeah, so I need a lot of income so I can fix the truck.
All right, would you like to take us appropriately on the podcast?
Properly?
Appropriately.
Appropriately. I don't...
Officially. I don't... What do you say at the end of every podcast?
Toodles.